fantasy and the terrors of the unknown. Because it is frankly, or do you wish to avoid the excitement and tension of these imaginative plays, hear you utterly and sincerely. Turn off your radio now.
This is The Horror. Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for joining me again. This week, we're going to hear from a new series to the show. It's titled Radio City Playhouse. No, it didn't specialize in horror shows. The episode we're going to hear certainly qualifies as one. It's taken from a story written by Ray Bradbury titled The Wind. This episode first aired October 30th, 1949. The series aired from 1948 to December of 1950. Here's The Wind.
Transcribed.
From Radio City, showplace of the nation, the National Broadcasting Company presents Radio City Playhouse, Attraction 58. Gentlemen, here is the director of Radio City Playhouse, Harry W. Junkins.
Thank you, Fred. This afternoon, Radio City Playhouse is honored to present a story by Ray Bradbury. In our opinion, one of the most talented fiction writers on the American literary scene today. We welcome him to Radio City Playhouse, and we hope to present more of his brilliant work in the very near future. Our cast this week is small, but very much all-star. The leading roles of Herb Thompson and his wife, Jane, are played by Lyle Soudreau and Bryna Rayburn. Mr. Soudreau is heard on many leading network shows and is one of radio's most sought-after performers. Bryna Rayburn has appeared on Radio City Playhouse in many diversified roles, ranging from old women of 90 to Spanish girls of 16. In our opinion, her versatility is unequaled by any actress in the business. Here, then, is our...